This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 9 November 2018. Well, first up, the dollar. World's largest asset manager warns the dollar's days as a global reserve currency are numbered. Have BlackRock CEO Larry Fink and Russian President Vladimir Putin been comparing notes? In comments that sound eerily similar to a warning issued by Putin last month, the CEO of BlackRock, the world's largest asset management firm, said Tuesday during a panel discussion at the New Economic Forum in Singapore that the U.S. dollar status as a world dominant currency won't last forever. I won't read the whole article. It's on Zero Hedge, something that we've been talking about for a very long time, and it is sliding away for anyone with eyes to see. As we all know, for the last several years, there's been a lot of exchanges done that circumvents the dollar, primarily Russia and China. And here's a new one on that same theme, dumping the dollar. Iran and South Korea agree cross-currency trade. This is on Russia Today. You can read the article. Next up, from Adam Taggart and Chris Martinson, peakprosperity.com, talking about or writing about my good friend Mike Maloney, who just did a new series on the series number 9 and 10 on the Hidden Secrets of Money video series. And I won't read the whole thing. By the way, if you haven't watched both those videos, it's definitely worth your time. In producing the series, Maloney reviewed several thousand years of monetary history and has observed that government intervention and mismanagement, such is now rampant across the world, has always resulted in diminishment and eventual failure of the currency systems. And of course, still on the same thing about the dollar's demise. Let me move off the dollar for a while and on to the cryptos. Interesting science tech environment. PRI The World is the author, or excuse me, the publication. And the title is Mining Bitcoin Uses More Energy Than Mining Gold. For the past few years, cryptocurrency networks like Bitcoin have gained a reputation as energy hogs, eliciting headlines comparing their energy consumption to that of mid-sized countries. Now, a new analysis shows mining Bitcoin uses more energy dollar for dollar than mining gold. It was definitely surprising, environmental engineer Max Kruse said of his findings published today in the Journal of Nature Sustainability. We found mining a dollar's worth of Bitcoin consumed three times as much energy as mining a dollar's worth of gold. Krauss and co-author analyzed how much energy computers running four top cryptocurrency networks used to unlock or digitally mine the new currency. Then they compared those figures to the energy required to physically mine metals, including gold, copper, platinum, and aluminum. They found Bitcoin mining requires more energy per dollar than mining copper and platinum, but considerably less than mining aluminum. Next up is from The Hill, title, CIA's Surveillance State is Operating Against Us All. Before I go on, I want to pause here. I don't talk too much about politics. It's not my favorite topic by a long shot. However, you really can't live in the world, in the system more or less, and not pay attention to politics, at least at a cursory level. My point is this, that regardless of what's going on between the left-right paradigm, which I see as really two wings on the same bird, a lot is going on that no one's really talking about. And part of that is the 5G rollout for cell phones and what that frequency does to the human body and DNA. And another one is the ongoing, continual, nonstop surveillance state. And that's what this article from The Hill is about. So let me continue on that. Maybe you once thought the CIA wasn't supposed to spy on Americans here in the United States. Oh, that concept is so yesteryear. Over time, the CIA's upper echelon has secretly developed all kinds of policy statements and legal rationales to justify routine, widespread surveillance on U.S. soil of citizens who aren't suspected of terrorism or being a spy. The latest outrage is found in newly declassified documents from 2014. Basically, this will continue, and they're going to, in my view, continue to crank down on not only the surveillance state, but I think we're getting into a situation I've talked about on the weekly perspective before, and that is the social credit system that's taking place in China. it's really moving here slowly, and you see it in innocuous ways, really. I mean, some of these loyalty cards, for example, even though they are not really giving you social credit, underlying that they sort of are. And I know I just contradicted myself, but what I mean is, if you're a good shopper and you come in and shop regularly at this store and you get more loyalty points and something they put on special 80% of the time you buy it and that type of thing, those are all big data. And all of that isn't about advertising. Oh, certainly part of it is, but mostly it's about watching and controlling and using an algorithm that's specific to you, your habits, what you do, think, like, and say. And this is going to be used as a control mechanism. Mark my words. So let me finish out a little bit with gold and silver. I just returned from the Silver and Gold Summit in San Francisco, California. For those who are watching the video of this podcast, you know, you can go to the Morgan Report and go to the blog section. And this is the speech that I actually gave at the Silver and Gold Summit. The best gold discovery I've seen in 40 years, ? The reason for the question mark is I compare some of this electronic waste technology and the mobile mill technology relative to what an exploration company would be doing and what kind of grades they've seen. And if you look at West Haven at that discovery and what that stock did, you'll get an idea of what the market pays up for on a decent discovery. I mean, the West Haven is certainly a good discovery, but it actually fails in comparison to what I've discovered here on this electronic waste. So if you go to themorganreport.com, look at the top line menu, pull down the menu to blog, get to the blog, and you can hit the red button here, and you can listen to the entire presentation I gave. It's only 20 minutes long. I think it's worth your time. As far as gold and silver, they're still basically going to sell. I don't really short. Sometimes I hedge. But gold has formed an upside-down head and shoulders pattern. But it's still acting weak. And silver is really kind of in an indecision pattern still. And both the metals sold off fairly strongly on Friday as I am doing this update post their close. And remember, the last several years, not every year, but most, I think 5 out of 6 or 5 out of 7, that the low tick of the year for the metals has been on the last trading day of the year. I'm not saying it's going to take place this year, but I am suggesting that with tax loss selling, interest around the political system and what's going on between the Democrats getting the House, Republicans gaining seats in the Senate, and on and on and on it goes, I would definitely take the opportunity to get rid of your dogs, rebuy those stocks that you really, really like, and build cash. That's what I'm personally doing at this juncture. And a reminder, I will be in London at the end of this month. We'll be talking about, I'll be with the Gold and Silver for Life people. And I've done a joint venture with them on a new report that will be called Energy Stock Profits. And of course, I'll be talking about that from time to time, probably on these podcasts and other places. Until then, remember that there is nothing more powerful than the truth, and we have lots of challenges ahead of us, but also lots of opportunities. My best to everyone, and I will be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.